If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Your hometown.
Just 30 minutes south of downtown, surrounded by scenic forest preserves, there's a community where everything's convenient and close to home. Join us on today's edition of Your Hometown as we explore Oak Forest. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, anything is possible in your hometown.
And it's Wendy in for Lisa. Let's go to Oak Forest High School right now and say hello to the principal, Jane Dempsey. Hi, Jane. How are you?
Hi, Wendy. It's so nice to talk to you. Thank you so much for inviting me to talk about one of my favorite topics, of course, Oak Forest, and certainly Oak Forest High School.
Absolutely. Now, this is the home of the Bengals, right?
Absolutely, yep.
I had to look that up, to be honest with you. I didn't know that. And I know that, you know, the principal and principal, the difference is the principal is your pal. That's P-A-L. And we're talking about you. How long have you been principal of Oak Forest High School?
I'm in my fifth year as principal at Oak Forest High School, but certainly happy to be a Bengal for the last 33 years.
Oh, that's awesome. So you went to that high school?
I did not. I just worked there for 33 years, but I've always lived in the community.
You know, it is a great community. I was just out there a couple weekends ago. We have some friends, Christian and Claire, that just bought a house in Oak Forest, and I love it out there.
Yes, very nice. All the forest preserves that are around, it's just a really, really nice location, south suburbs.
All right, so tell us about, we can all remember high school. I loved going to high school. I went to Riverside Brookfield. We weren't in the same conference or anything as Oak Forest High. You got a lot of groups here. I was looking at some of your clubs and activities. High school was so fun, wasn't it? I know for some people it wasn't, but I loved it.
It was, certainly, and still is for these kids. We just have really hardworking kids who can do it not only in the classroom, just working on some really intense classwork, and then they're involved in so many things after school as well, both sports and activities that we have. We've had a lot of success with our programs here at Oak Forest High School. You know, we had football teams going to the quarterfinals this year. We've even got some sports that didn't even exist when you and I were back in high school. And, for example, we have three of our female wrestlers headed downstate this weekend to compete in the new IHSA finals for girls wrestling.
That is the coolest thing ever. When did that start?
Just a few years back, it started. I want to say maybe we're 4 years in as a state-sanctioned sport. So, our kids are involved in not only the sports then, but also all the different activities. Probably something else that's new is bass fishing. Just tickled when I see these kids walking in with the fishing poles, you know, just all the different opportunities that they have for not only to learn a lot during the day, but then be involved in things at the end of the school day as well.
And see, now what I'm understanding is when you're in these clubs, it's easier to meet people because these kids, I hate to start out by saying these kids today, but they're very used to communicating online. There's not that much social interaction. So if you're in a club with like-minded individuals, that's a great way to meet friends, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's a great way. We've started offering a lot of different things for the kids, you know, even everything from instead of just sitting at home alone playing your video games, we've actually got gaming club as well. You're right, getting the kids, you know, back to some of the basics with them, just, you know, helping them learn to read, write, think, just some of those basic things and communicate so that, you know, they're involved in things. And the thing about Oak Forest High School that always strikes me is not only how talented the kids are, but how hardworking they are for sure. You know, it's just a nice group of kids to work with day in and day out.
How's the cafeteria food? Do you have a Bengal burger or something like that?
We do have a burger. You know, they've got pizza, they've got French fries, but certainly another thing that's kind of transformed, they've got all those healthy options too. You know, the salad bar and the sub sandwiches and yogurts and smoothies and even the healthy stuff too.
Well, that's great. So Oak Forest High School, in the late 60s, the suburbs expanded and Bremen, Tinley Park, Hillcrest became more crowded. So when did Oak Forest High School open? Was that 60?
So we opened
71.
In 1970.
Yeah.
Yep. 71 was our first graduating class. So we opened our doors in 1970. So yes, we were the fourth of the schools in our district to be built. And as you said, yeah, the suburbs were just growing. And so we've been around for a little while, but certainly had quite a few upgrades to our facilities since then. It's really been just an honor, the fact that so many, because I've been at Oak Forest for a while, so many of the students that walk the halls as students now are parents of students that are there. And, you know, I know that the halls have changed quite a bit in those years, and they come back and talk about that. We've been able to do a lot of upgrades. We have a wonderful new field house that our students get to use not only during the school day in their gym classes, but also in the evening for the different sports and activities. That field house then also has sport courts and then an indoor track, so we've been able to expand some of our indoor track options. And we even have a brand new weight room that would rival any college campus.
Wow.
There. So things have really changed over the years, and just the upgrades, you can just see them. It's a great vibe there. Just really, really an overall great place to be.
Well, congratulations on being part of your hometown here on WGN. A couple of Major League Baseball pitchers came from Oak Forest High. Jason Fraser, class of 1995, and Rick Gorecki, a former Major League Baseball pitcher, class of 1991. So good work,
yes.
Jane Dempsey.
Yes. I wish I could say I had something to do with that, but we do, like I said, have great athletes. One of our most recent one is Robbie Avila. I'm not sure if you've been watching his sort of story, but he's right now playing for St. Louis University. We're so happy, and it's just been so fun to watch him play for them. We're hoping that they're going to be able to make that NCAA tournament. It's just so fun to watch him. He's such a great human being, selfless kid, and we love watching all of our graduates, whether they're on TV playing for a basketball team, or whether they're, you know, becoming teachers or business leaders in the community. It's really something that's really makes you proud when you see what our graduates have been able to accomplish.
Well, you sound like a great principal, Jane, and go Bengals. We salute you today.
Oh, go Bengals. Yes. So kind of you, Wendy. So thankful that you asked us to be on.
Absolutely. Best of luck, Jane. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great afternoon.
You as well. Jane Dempsey, Oak Forest High School principal, who sounds like a heck of a woman.